The Kids Count Factbook is an annual compilation of statistics and information on Delaware's children. It's basically a report card on the state of Delaware's kids. The 19th annual Factbook will be released on May 12th, but here to give us a sneak preview is Janice Barlow, director of Kids Count Delaware. Janice, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And really, this is a look at who are Delaware's kids? What is the makeup of the population of Delaware's children?
That's right. That's right. We always start our fact book with a section on demographics, who the kids are, because that has such an important part in all of the other categories, the health, the education, the family and community factors. And what we're seeing this year in the demographics, it's actually an ongoing trend, both at the state and national level, is that children in Delaware are becoming more and more diverse. Right now, they're the diverse generation ever. And last year, for instance, the number of kids born nationwide, children of color, outnumbered the number of white children born. In just a couple of years, by 2018, projections are that nationally, children of color will outnumber white children nationally. And a few years past that, by 2030, our workforce will be majority people of color. And so the reason why this is important is because in our data, when we break down the statistics on particular indicators by race and ethnicity, there are several places where we see very dramatic disparities in the number. And as our population of people of color grow, we really need to address those disparities in order to be prosperous for the future.
And one of the things that the Kids Count Factbook over the years has really been hitting on here in Delaware especially is infant mortality.
Yes.
And there's been continued success in getting those numbers lower in general and also by those broken down
by race and ethnicity. Yes, and one of the factors of the high infant mortality rate, an indicator that's linked very closely to that, is the number of children who are born at low birth weight. Now, low birth weight is 5.5 pounds, 5.5 pounds or below, and the reason that's so important, not only is it so highly linked to infant mortality, but even the babies that survive, it is very highly linked to developmental delays. So we're talking educational and health and other outcomes with that. And what we're seeing, we are seeing that decrease. Delaware is higher than the nation in low birth weight and infant mortality, but we have been seeing a decrease in the numbers over the past few years. When we look at the disparities, black babies are still almost twice as likely as white or Hispanic babies to be born at low birth weight and or to die within the first year, the infant mortality piece.
So still some work to go on those.
Yes.
As the kids get a little bit older, one of the things the Factbook has also keyed on over the years is alcohol, tobacco, drug use, those numbers going down as well?
Those numbers are self-reported in a survey called the Youth Risk Behavior Survey that's conducted every other year throughout Delaware's public high schools. And what we're seeing in those trends is that tobacco actually is coming down. Kids are more likely to abuse alcohol or marijuana than they are to abuse tobacco. So that message, we've been messaging that since probably the 80s, not to smoke and tobacco is harmful. That message is getting through. So now we need to start looking at these other substances and messaging around those.
Also, another big one over the years has been birth to teen moms.
That's been a national success story. There are very few indicators where over the long term we see such a dramatic decrease. And birth to teens, in particular the 15 to 17 age range, those younger teens, that has had a dramatic decline. And Delaware in the most recent couple of years has actually declined below the national average. So that's even more great news for Delaware. But we can't stop on that just because we've been having success, but we do need to celebrate that success.
And then on the side that needs improvement, there's a lot of numbers on particularly poverty, yes, and the impact that that has on kids in Delaware.
And poverty really does impact kids in education. It impacts their safety and their health. It really affects all of the other indicators that we report on in our book. And poverty in Delaware kids, we are below the nation slightly, but it's been increasing over the last few years. And we have poverty is a very severe threshold. So a family of three with one parent and two children would need to make $18,498 or below to be considered in poverty. This is a really low number. Can you imagine raising two children on less than $20,000 a year? It's serious. So one of the things that we really need to think about is that the investments in how to get kids out of poverty, they have to be multiple. It can't just be a one-shot deal. If it was easy, it would have already been done. We have to invest in their health and their education, in their communities, in their families, from a variety of directions in order to help this trend.
Yeah, it seems like unlike teen pregnancy or smoking, it's not something you can really message your way out of or educate your way out of, that it's a lot broader problem.
And a piece of it is that kids aren't in poverty by virtue of their own earnings. They're in poverty by virtue of their family's income. And so over the last 50 years, we've seen trends in single parenthood, and we know that single parent households earn about one-third of two parent households. This trend is just, I think it's here to stay. Pew Research did some research on attitudes of millennials, and they said 44% of millennials say that marriage is obsolete, that parenting is valued much more than marriage. And we're seeing that reflected in the numbers. When we look at single births to single mothers, we've got increasing trends in both white and Hispanic population. We've got a very steady rate at the black population, but that is the highest of the three, and Hispanics and whites are increasing to that.
So the fact book comes out, and it's really a massive book, a big compilation of lots and lots of numbers. Where does it go from there? Where do we go from there? This is for the state, for everybody, for all the stakeholders. What happens with it once it's issued?
Well, the fact book will be issued on the 12th, and it will be issued in digital form this year. So it'll be available online for anyone who'd like to access it. And I like to say that data is just the first part. So it can be used by policymakers, by advocates, by journalists, anyone who's interested in taking action on an issue that affects a child. You need to start with the data so that you have a good understanding of what exactly is happening for that child, and that's where we come in. We can provide that, and then the action is the next step.
All right, Janice Barlow, Director of Kids Count Delaware, thank you for being here as our first person this week. The report we've been talking about here will be available online Monday the 12th. You can go to dekidscount.org to learn more.